And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That's right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up this hour, Margaret Gray, and you're going to want to stick around for this. We'll have an exclusive interview. And by exclusive, what I mean by that is she's the only one interviewing her today because she's been interviewed by about 600 people in the past 2 weeks. We'll have an exclusive interview with Jennifer Lopez this hour on the Phil Hendry Show. I know you're not going to want to miss that. Say, listen, friends, those Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts just look fantastic. Why don't you pick one up for the man in your life or the woman in your life? Yes, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available on the Phil Hendry Show website. Comes in small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large, jumbo, huge, gigantic. You know what I want to do with those Ted's of Beverly Hills shirts? I just, for kicks, I want to have one that's jumbo size. I put it on the wall, you know, in a sports bar. Yeah, I would dig it if anybody listening to the show has a sports bar and they'd stick it up in your sports bar. Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, small, medium, large, extra, extra large, or jumbo. Get them now while they're hot, baby. Delivery is 2 to 4 weeks. Perfect for Father's Day. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, available only at the Phil Hendry Show website. And when you're in our souvenir shop, be sure to check out our CDs. We've got a CD for everyone in your family. The Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD for the year 2001 called Bring It is available now as well. And you can get that. It's $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Remember, all the proceeds from our CD it's tax deductible, man, when you buy it. That's the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD for the year 2001. It's in our souvenir shop. All right, that's at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. While you're there, pick up a backstage pass because that's going to help you get all of that stuff as well. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dave. Dave?
Yeah, hey, Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
I just wanted to call and tell you I loved your show, and I wanted to root for the Avalanche and say Red Wings suck.
Oh, was that tonight?
That was it. No, it's actually tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 1?
Yep.
Series at what? Like 1-2-2? What is it?
Yeah, it's tied, or it's actually 2-1. Detroit's ahead of us right now.
Ooh.
So tomorrow we got a chance to tie it up.
That's hockey, right?
So, yep, that sure is.
That ain't indoor soccer.
No soccer.
I get hockey and indoor soccer mixed up. Because all the teams have one name, you know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So in other words, I know it's either a soccer or a hockey team when it's like the Chicago Fart, just the one. But if it's the Chicago Farts, plural, it's either a football or a baseball team.
You got it.
Good luck to those guys, because I remember when they played the Florida Panthers and they kicked their ass down there. Oh, excuse me, Miami, I'm sorry. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, Phil.
You got it, brother.
Bye-bye.
1-800-449-8686. You know, I had this idea that you could call any team now, you could singularize the name, and suddenly it makes it completely different. Baseball and football have these plural names, but indoor soccer and roller hockey, they all have, and they're getting more violent, the names, you know. Arena football, the Orlando Predators, or the LA teams, the Avengers, I think they've got one, the Phantoms. Next year they're going to have a team out of Portland, the Rapists. And then they'll, the Salt Lake City Thugs. They've got a team out of Toronto called the Phantoms. So, excuse me, what does that mean? The Death Mongers, the Houston Rape Mongers, the Impalers, the Eye Gouge Outers. They're all indoor football, indoor soccer, hockey, all those goofy borderline sports, and they love to say, we got a real big youth market. Yeah, you're still only getting $5,000 a game. The Bobbits. The Washington Bobbits. Have you seen the names of these teams? The San Diego Scum. The Houston Foul, Fetid, Corrosive Stench. That's a great name for a team. How about the Chicago Stench? Yeah, the Filth. All right, 1st and 10. The Filth have the ball. Well, I think the Filth have got a good chance tonight. I don't know. The Stench, though, Jesus. They have been. Well, the Stench represent the class of this league, don't they? Yes, they do. They have always been. Bill, Tell me about next week's game against the Seattle Ass Cheese. Are they as good as they? Yeah, I think they really are. They're really pretty good. And we're going to have to just watch our step with them. Good sweet God. They got a big youth market. They got the same old people watching those games while watching the regular games. Who are you kidding? All right, the Miami Krusty Squack at the 20-yard line right now, and first and 10. All right, our number is 1-800-450, the Cincinnati Nads. Now, that's not bad. That's pretty good. Same team that owns the Reds. Same ownership group. There's the Reds, the Nads, the Squack. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mike. Hello, Mike. Or Mark, I'm sorry.
Mark, thanks.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Phil. Great as always. I got a bit that I just thought of over the week. I don't know if this is...
I got the only listeners in the world who call me up with bit ideas. It's great. Go ahead.
Well, hopefully this is okay to do. It's been a few months, but I thought, what if Harvey Weierman represented some building owners across the street from where the World Trade Centers were, and he represents the building owners who are charging them more rent because they get a better view now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, the view is better now since there's no buildings, and so they increased all the rents to all the owners.
You know where a bit like that would go over, like gangbusters, would be in New York. If you got on the radio in New York and did that bit. I think it's a great idea. I think that the further away from New York you get, the less people kind of get the whole what happened there. I mean, everybody knows it was a bad thing, but unless you go there. But that's really funny.
That would be something that Harvey would.
So Harvey is jacking. He's defending the landlords for jacking the rent because you got a better view.
Yeah, you got the property values went up because there's no buildings in there.
I guarantee you this: as soon as we go on in New York,
are you not in New York yet?
Huh? We're not on in New York City. We're in suburban surrounding. We're sort of encircling New York, but we haven't penetrated. We haven't, you know, there's no, there's no conception
penetrated.
Yet.
Very good,
yeah.
Phil.
There's no conception yet. There's no, you know, our guys haven't swummed hard enough to get up there. But we will. We'll penetrate the New York metropolitan area soon enough. 1-800-449-8686. Is that it? Come on. It's the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the new inline skating league and the Cincinnati Stench winning their first ever championship there. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, remember when I was saying they ought to fire Robert S. Mueller because he's probably responsible for everything that happened about this 9/11 thing? And I just read this thing that we got off the internet that said that he didn't take the oath of office until September the 4th, 2001, which was roughly only about a week before 9/11, so it wasn't his fault at all. That's right, it wasn't his fault. Where'd you ever get the idea that I said it was? Like I said, fire Ashcroft. By the way, in researching the various leaders of the FBI, one's eye falls naturally to the name J. Edgar Hoover. And if you don't know who J. Edgar Hoover was, just, well, go to any website that deals with the FBI. Take a look at the picture. Take a look at the young picture of a young J. Edgar Hoover as he took over the FBI in 1924. How could they not have figured out he was gay? How was it suddenly a surprise? You look at the high collar, there's sort of there's an innocent look like, you're misunderstood too, aren't you? You know, I don't know. There's just a look on his face like, I don't know, I wouldn't mind spending the weekend with you. I think two men together, fishing. J. Edgar Hoover was the Ricky Martin of his day, and nobody picked up on it. Anyway. Enough about the gay J. Edgar Hoover. The fact of the matter is, J. Edgar Hoover was the guy, if you don't know who he is, you young people, J. Edgar Hoover, from 1924 to 1972, what is that, 48 years. 48 years. Is that right? Yeah. 48 years, that guy was the head of the FBI. And he was the guy that turned the FBI into what it became, which was the primary law enforcement arm of the United States government. It became a proficient group of law enforcement agents, individuals trained, firearms, you know, and surveillance and this kind of thing. And Hoover, you know, gained this reputation. The problem with Hoover was that all the stuff that he went after was kind of chicken. He went after communists, you know. And meanwhile, they're saying, you know, there's a mafia, J. Edgar. Oh, get out of here. There's no mafia. Yes, Mr. Hoover, no, there isn't. No. So he'd go after commies, and meanwhile, the mafia is, you know, they're living large. So and then they had a thing called the Appalachian Conference, and that was in the late 50s when a bunch of these mobsters got together to figure out how they could stop killing each other, because during the 50s, there was just a blood war going on between these different gangs. And they had a conference, and a local cop spotted it, and he informed the other authorities, and they busted all these mob bosses. And it was then and there that J. Edgar Hoover realized there was such a thing as a mafia. Or let me, Hoover was not an idiot. That was then he had to admit that, yes, there was a mafia. There's no doubt that he knew there was. As a matter of fact, Hoover knew a lot of the guys in the mob, used a lot of them for information. And the quid pro quo was, I'll lay off of you guys if you'll lay on me. I mean, if you'll lay off of me. And so as far as J. Edgar Hoover was concerned, there was no mafia. Then, and the guy's got this reputation as commie fighter, badass, hard ass. I mean, there was a TV series in the 60s called The FBI. Dun, 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 dun. With Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Dun, 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 dun. And it always showed him walking out of the office of the director, J. Edgar Hoover. And it always had that guy, that stentorian voice, you know. The FBI in Washington, D.C. was alerted to communist activities in the Houston, Texas area. Agent Farsley Barkle was on the case. Starring Tony Curtis as J. Edgar Hoover. Hi! Starring Tony Curtis as J. Edgar Hoover. Hi! We're swimming! Come on out! We're swimming! And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. as Agent Belcree. Drink, anyone? The FBI.
Or as Anthony Hopkins said it so brilliantly in Silence of the Lambs, all the way to the FBI.
God, I love that scene. Oh, my God. When Anthony Hopkins looks at Jodie Foster and says, you're not too much far removed from poor white trash with your bad shoes and your cheap bag, are you? But you want to get away, Clarice, all the way to the FBI. Yeah! Too bad Tony Hopkins is such a bore. Such a fruity, screwy bore. Sure is a good actor when he gets a hold of a good role, doesn't he? Isn't he kick-ass? And then he's got to do screwball stuff like, what was that thing he did? What the hell is that? Did anybody? Huh? What was that? Hearts of Atlanta? What, Amanda? What the hell was that? He's doing some of the goofiest stuff. I can't. He must just have gotten real tired of that old Vic, that Shakespeare thing. I say, it's the town here. We're mounting Richard III. I'll blow it out your ass. You know. Get out of here, Gielgud, you old fag.
Why, how dare you? The British Theater has a tradition.
Yeah, tradition? Here's your tradition. I got it swinging. I'm on my way to California. I'm going to live at Pacific Palisades. I'm going to go to all the restaurants. I'm going to drive a freaking Pontiac. I'm going to live the life I'm living large. Bug off.
I say, it's a Tony. You'll live long to regret this, yay.
Oh, bug off with the King Lear, will you?
A horse.
Yeah, okay. That's what he did. That's exactly what he did, you know. And then he comes over here, he makes the worst crap you've ever seen, and then he starts getting pissed off. Oh, this business, I just don't like it. Oh, well, you know, it tends to happen, Tony, when you work with Cuba Gooding Jr. Tends to get a little, but you know, you start to bum a little bit, baby. Anyway.
You're not too far removed from your poor white trash roots, are you, Clarice? With your cheap bag and your bad shoes. But you want to get away, you want to run far away, all the way to the FBI.
As far as I'm concerned, that's who they had to make the head of the FBI. Hannibal Lecter. Now, moving on. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. John?
Phil, hi, how are you?
How you doing, man?
Good, I'm a big fan of the show. I think you are extremely talented.
Thanks,
I love
man.
It a lot.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, a few weeks back, I haven't really listened to a lot like I wanted to the past few weeks.
Yeah, you're a real big fan, but you haven't listened for the last several months. But go ahead.
About a month ago, you said something about an NBC deal.
Yeah, we signed a deal with the fine people at the National Broadcasting Company to write a show. And I'm going to play Anthony Hopkins. And I'm going to do a weekly sitcom, Life with Tony. What do you think? Life with Sir Tony.
It could be pretty good. Are you going to be? Are you going to play multiple characters?
No, I don't. You know, I got some ideas, and we're gonna do the thing. But I will tell you this: I want to be the guy behind the camera, throwing the script, and going no. You know, and I want to make life, because I've been performing my whole life basically on the radio, and I found out because I shot a couple of TV pilots. Not that I'm any big shot, John, but I mean I did a couple of acting jobs, and I found out that the guys that produce and direct, they're the guys to be. Because they stand there with their arms folded across their chest, holding a copy of the script. Then they go over and they eat some of the food that is reserved for the actors. Then they go out to their Cadillac and they take a couple of cell phone calls. Then they wander back to the set and watch and kind of scratch their face. And then they whisper something to the director. And then they're gone, like a fart in the wind. And you never see them again until they go, "That pilot you did? It blows. Thank you. Next." That's what I want to be. I want to be.
I also heard you do a few voices on King of the Hill. I liked it a lot. You ever do any other voices for any other cartoons?
I did a Futurama, and nobody else wants to hire me because I've got a reputation as being very tough to work with, and I have a bad drinking problem. So no one will hire me in this town because I've thrown a few directors through windows. And but you know I'm very talented, and you know they just we'll put up with Phil because he's so vastly talented, you know, but. I threw a director under the wheels of my Jeep, and they tend to look badly in it. No, seriously, John, I work for the great guys at King of the Hill, and pretty regular, too. They called me in to do another one next week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they're terrific people, and everybody on that show is so friendly, and the writers are funnier than hell, and Mike Judge is a wonderful guy. He wandered in the other day. He had his leg in a cast, right? And I said to him, the other day, it was about 6 months ago, and I said, "So, Mike, what happened?" You know, because he does the voice of Hank Hill, right? And he almost sounds like he says, I broke it. Oh, yeah, how? Oh, I was surfing. Oh, where? Out in front of my house. Oh, in front of your house. Yeah. So, you know, these guys surf in front of their houses out here, John.
Hey, one last question. I wanted to know, I know sometimes people call up and they just have no clue. What's, like, the most backlash and the most, like, official trouble you've ever gotten from, like, something one of your characters?
Say that again.
Like, what's the most backlash? Like, have you ever had citizens groups up in arms? Like, what's the most trouble you've ever had from one of your segments, one of your bits, or one of your characters?
I would say after 9/11 when we had Margaret saying that she had smallpox and then she was kidding. But really, we have less of a problem than most shows, and it's an interesting phenomenon. People forgive us the stuff we do on this show because we voice our opinions through character and through theater. If I was just sitting here saying this stuff, I'm sure I would have a lot of problems. But for some reason, they let us get away with murder. I mean, I got a guy sitting here saying that America should surrender and our women should surrender to being raped and our white men should go ahead and give oral sex to Al-Qaeda. Now, suppose I said that and I really believed that. Well, I'd be fired, obviously, when I got off the air. So, but with a character with a R.C. Collins voice, they don't give a crap.
Yeah, well, I think it's great, man.
Thanks,
man. Good work.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Run, Clarice, run all the way to the FBI.
Starring Jodie Foster. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray is going to be featured tonight on A&E, right, Margaret?
Yes, Phil.
With a very exclusive interview with Jennifer Lopez. And I know you've got some excerpts.
Phil, I do. And this evening, I am going to be looking into a fascinating young woman's career. Jennifer Lopez, as you know, Phil, is a recording artist. She's an actor. She's a marvelous producer of film as well as recording. This evening on my special on the Arts and Entertainment Channel, we'll look behind the scenes at this lovely, well-spoken, very, very sensitive young woman, a young woman with great views and feelings about many things. Let's listen, shall we?
All right, here is a segment from the interview with Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer, do you like watching yourself on film? Do you enjoy seeing your movies, or does it make you feel a little bit edgy?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I saw a movie I seen y'all do, but I never had a man do it me.
No, I'm not talking about a man doing you. I meant, do you,
Well, my butt.
Oh, I'm sorry? You have to go to the bathroom? It's right over here. So, Phil, that's going to be this evening on A&E. And that's just a little taste, just a little snippet. Phil?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, you might want to do a little editing on that.
Why? It's perfect.
Yeah, you need to use the bathroom? It's right over here.
It's just a slice of life.
Bug off. Jesus. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show here. On this program, we do the voices of different characters, and sometimes people call in and think they're real. Last hour you heard, of course, R.C. Collins, and the hour before that, a little taste of Lloyd Bonafide. The Lloyd Bonafide shtick, by the way, is going to be on our website sometime this weekend, isn't it, Craig? On Monday, you'll be able to hear a little snippet of Lloyd as he talks about going into a post office as a veteran, and while he's mailing off Memorial Day greeting cards to his buddies from the Korean War, a woman's on a cell phone, and she is talking to her husband, asking him how many wieners he wants for the Memorial weekend. Well, that makes Lloyd so angry that she disrespects a veteran that way. While he's standing there, he goes out to his car, gets out of the groceries that he bought, puts his thing in a hot dog bun, puts mustard on it, walks back into the post office, looks at her and says, "I got your hot dog swinging." To which she replies, "I wanted a hot dog, not a cocktail wiener," and then all hell breaks loose. That's Monday on the Phil Hendry website, PhilHendrieShow.com. 1-800-449-8686. Richie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing, Richie?
Not too bad. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
Like, where you get some of your phrases from, like snapping the bip and dipper snaps.
I got that from my ex-producer, Mike Schaefer. It's a pot smoking.
Yeah. And I have another question. A few years ago, R.C. Collins was, I think he was waiting in line for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And you said some guy wanted to pay him $20 to sit on his feet.
Yeah.
Where?
That actually happened to a friend of mine. a friend of mine was at work one day, and some cat that worked there offered him money if he could sit on his feet.
Crazy.
Oh, it's really whack. Now, everybody on my staff is looking at me like, did that happen? I said, it did. So I got a friend of mine, and I don't want to mention any names, but his initials are D.O. Anyway, he's a big, tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working for a bank company, and certainly I wouldn't be so low as to mention the name Bank of America. And he was there working, and some freak he was working with asked him, you know, I guess he thought his feet were attractive or something. So he offered him $20 if my friend would let him sit on his feet.
That's hilarious.
Is that way out there? So I took that and we worked it into the RC thing. And so RC said, you know, yeah, there's a guy out here and I made $20 because I let him sit on my feet.
That's crazy.
So that's really happened, yeah.
All right, now what happened to Bud Dickman's top 10?
I got bored doing it. I got tired of it. I got tired of listening to all that crappy music. I was afraid it was blowing off too many people that didn't get it anyway. So,
always liked it when Carson Daly like you'd wake him up and he'd be like a four-year-old girl or something.
Yeah, Carson would, you'd wake him up by yelling, she's not 18, and then he'd jump up, yeah.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Richie. Bye. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Now, that's true, and of course, my friend regrets that he ever told me, because to this day we give him endless reams of crap about it. I don't know if it was bare feet, and he never let the guy do it. I mean, but this cat, I said, I'll pay you $20 if you let me sit on your feet. And my friend was, you know, pretty young at the time. He's like in his early 20s. And I guess he didn't get it, or thought, well, you know, wow. He didn't get that it was sexual. I don't think he got that it was sexual, but then I could be wrong. And, of course, the logical thing I asked him was, well, did you take the $20 or not? He's like, no, I didn't. Well, you fool. Do you consider that to be an overt sexual act, allowing another man to sit on your feet for money? Give us a call, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. That's our topic this hour on the Bill O'Malley Show here on Fix. Plus, he'd offer you $30 if he'd wiggle your toes. Now, moving along, that's our big topic here on Hannity and Combs. Do you think it's right that Sean let a guy sit on his feet once for $30? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Look, now there's people calling in wanting to comment on it. Here's John on the Phil Hendry Show. John?
Hey, Phil. I was disappointed in one of them. You didn't have a tobacco truck. One was one of my favorite bits, but you didn't put it on one of the best of.
I don't know. I guess we just, you know.
Is that your...
We just listen to stuff. I mean, I'm not really doing a scientific... You know, a scientific examination of everything that we do. I just, you know, we have stuff that we have in a computer, so I listen to it. You know, Craig pulls out some material, and there's always something that we miss.
Well, and Jay Santos, I'm looking forward to another one of his. It's a very inventive character, one of my favorites.
You're welcome.
What?
Okay, pal. Bye. Michelle, hi. Michelle.
Oh, yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Cool.
I just wanted to tell you that I think it's sexual.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. But it's one of those things that you might say, yeah, sure, I'll let you sit on my feet for $30. What the hell? I'm not having sex with you. I want to sit on my feet. If I had to take my shoes off, I might have to have them pay me more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know.
Definitely, for sure.
You into that? Listen
not,
to me.
Not
you,
personally, no.
You into that? Are you into that?
No, I'm really not. But I love your show, though. It's great. It entertains
me every day. I'd like to do a talk show called The Breather. And this would be what it'd be. Hi. I'm The Breather. Welcome to our program. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, wait, am I supposed to breathe back at you?
No, never mind. Get out of here. You're throwing me off, Michelle. It would be a great talk show. The Breather calls people. They don't call him. And, like, welcome to another edition of The Breather. Oh man. Okay, tonight we're going to call out in the Brooklyn area. I get the white pages right here. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi.
Who is this?
What are you wearing?
Get out of here. Is this Eddie?
Yeah, sure. It's Eddie.
Are you sick?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
We'll be right back. What do you think? That's another show I'm pitching NBC. So that's three ideas that I'm giving away for free right here on the air. A, The Breather. A sex fiend who has his own talk show, only he makes the out calls, people don't call him, and he just talks filthy to women who answer. B, the TV executive who's riding high, he's got a slate of comedies on Thursday night that are just killer, and then he's arrested for war crimes during the Bosnian conflict. And then C, that other idea I had yesterday, which I forget what it was, but it was pretty solid too. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Kenny G here on K-Light 69.8, and that is the song My Hands All Over Your Ass. Hey, this is the Rick and April Morning Show here. I'm Rick.
I'm April.
And weather outside looks pretty nice, doesn't it, April?
Well, right now, Rick, it's partly cloudy, but the sun's coming out for the weekend. Highs up to 77. That's 77. K-Light 69.8 degrees. Little toasty, right?
Absolutely. Hey, listen, fans, coming up this weekend, April and I are going to be out at the big hot dog signing out at Bob's Hot Dog Shack. So come on out, and April, you'll have your hands on a couple of wieners out there?
Absolutely.
Well, K-Light, of course, would like you to be our very special guests at our prom night for people over the age of 104. Yes, come out to our prom night for people over the age of 104. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time. Send in for tickets here to K-Light 69.8, and we'll be sure to put you on our ticket list. Well, what's in the news?
Well, in the news right now, Rick, of course, they're looking through the park for Chandra Levy's remains. As you know, they found her skull and some other parts. And
boy, she's really falling apart on us, isn't she? And go ahead.
That is classic stuff. Jeez, why are you on a, you know, an adult station like this?
I don't know.
So they're going to look for Chandra Levy's parts, and it's really sad.
No, it really is. And we're just kidding around here on K-Light 69.8. K-Light, music for people that can't get it up. I'm Rick Fox.
And I'm Carrie April.
Here's Jefferson Starship, If Only You'd Believe in Miracles, on K-Light. Only the softest, flaccid hits. Well, that was Jefferson Starship, If Only You'd Believe in Miracles. Hey, let's check in with April now and more K-Light 69.8 News.
Good morning, everybody. I'm April Flamornigan. Chandra Levy's body was found in a park in Washington, D.C. She was laying underneath a palm tree.
What's wrong with you? Go to music.
We get by.
Yes, K-Light playing a double hit of Jefferson Starship, the same song two times in a row. There's a little bit more of it. So listen, everybody, don't forget we have those Fun in the Sun gift certificates, right, April?
That's right, Rick. Our Fun in the Sun gift certificates coming up just after 8 and a brand new hit
from Yanni. K-Light 69.8. Just classic hits. Ah, that's beautiful music, isn't it? Hey, this is Rick and April in the morning. I'm Rick.
I'm April.
And welcome to the K-Light 69.8 Morning Show. Hey, how about being a weather ranger with us?
All you have to do is send in your name and the name of your business and tell us what the weather looks like outside.
We are in a studio right now with no windows. K-Light, just beautiful hits. Anyway, you know, I could have done better with that bit, but I forget it. 1-800-449-8686. We had a check-in with Jerry out there in the street. He's asking folks on the street what they think about Chandra Levy. Hi, April?
That's right, Jerry.
I'm out here on the street. What do you think of Chandra Levy? Yeah, I like the way she sings. And all right, thanks. Back to you. Okay, well, people are confused down there. They thought that Chandra Levy was Madonna. How come I talk like that? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, man, about a year ago, maybe a little longer, I first started listening to you in Dallas, and you talked about golf, doing the splits over a golf ball.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know. That was some kind of a something. Friends of mine, when I was in high school, I used to have a friend who used to joke about doing splits over a golf hole. And he would. It was really just guy talk, you know. I probably referencing some
girl or something. You know, very juvenile, but it seemed like the perfect phrase for RC. I think it was RC who said that.
No, it was, I think it might have been the guy that had the la 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 la.
Oh, yeah, doing splits over a golf ball. Yeah, just anything that sort of smacks of a juvenile yet yet pointed reference we'll use.
Awesome.
All right, dude.
Did a great job,
bye.
Man.
See you later, bye.
Bye-bye. So everybody, just follow me, because we need a little controversy.
Just beautiful hits on K-Live. All right, here's Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Good, man.
All right, great. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question. I love your show, and I'm just wondering, how is it that you do the voices and not laugh at the same time?
Well, I do sometimes.
Yeah,
I do. But only when we're funny. When we're not funny, I don't laugh at all.
Well, to me, you're always...
Well, you're very kind, yeah. Now, sometimes I bust up. Like, I was doing that K-Lite 69.8 thing. I couldn't get through it. The problem is, and seriously, I'm very visual. When I'm thinking of a bit, I can see it. I can see it. And when I see it, I start laughing. For instance, that last guy that just called, bringing up doing splits over a golf ball. Now I'm seeing that, and it's cracking me up.
Yeah.
See? So I have to be able to separate that stuff out. You know, I had an EEG once. You know what an EEG is?
No, I don't.
Well, I was having trouble sleeping a number of years ago, so I went to the UCLA sleep clinic, and they did an EEG, and they read out my brain waves. And a guy told me then, the doctor who was reading out the brain, says, you're a very visual person. I said, well, how do you know? He says, because the certain brain waves of the part of the brain that controls that function are very active. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. They can isolate, looking at your brain waves, the kind of person you are and how you react to things. Is that cool or what?
Right.
So I'm going to get me one of them machines and hook myself up to it every night.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And then listen to this. I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been no suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes, man, it just seems everybody only wants to discuss me. So this must mean I'm dis... Not really. 1-800-449-8686. Remember, the Phil Hendry Show website is philhendrieshow.com. Get that backstage pass. We've loaded in all new classic material. We've got all kinds of comedy from years gone by. Craig just put in 3 more hours worth of stuff. Audio archives going back 8 years. A listen live line where you can hear today's show on demand. A 30-day archive of all of the past shows from the last 30 days. What else? We got our celebrity ass poll. We have our webcast archive. We've got our... by the way, whose ass was it this week? It's up and posted. Check out our website to find out if you won in our celebrity ass contest. And don't forget our wall of female listeners. And you can go to the wall of female listeners and see all 16 of the females that listen to our radio show. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Remember, that's philhendryshow.com.